Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
This is Manners Cast special episode for Buffy Between the Lines. We're talking about vampire manners today. I'm Trent.
This is Colin.
And this is Derek.
Thank you guys for joining us on this special episode of the Manners Cast. And we've been posed the question, what kind of manners should vampires have? And we've thought about this a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like we did.
Yeah, and I think we've come up with a good little list here. And the first of which is just if you're going to be a vampire, don't have the two faces. Just be who you are.
Right.
Don't be Mr. Charming, woo the pretty girl.
Right.
And then break out that horrible, freaky, I'm going to bite your neck off face.
And don't sneak up from behind.
Yeah, no.
Just let them know.
Yeah.
Right.
You just...
When you come over...
This is going to happen to you. You don't have to resist because...
Yeah. I'm a vampire.
It's just going to happen.
You'll be a vampire too.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
We'll be together forever.
Yeah. You'll be a vampire too. You like me. I like you. I just...
don't need the two-faced vampire.
Right. I feel like...
Be who you are.
No sneaking up on people is the cheapest thing you could possibly do in that situation.
Yeah.
It's just cheap. There's honor in everything.
Right. Even in being a vampire.
Right. Honor in everything.
So you're going to ask. You're going to ask, sir, madam, may I suck your blood?
May I?
Yep.
Simple. It's not hard. Any vampires out there, just try it. May I? May I? May I?
You never know. The person that you're asking... It's might like have been wishing
there's a
for
lot of
for a long time.
It's like asking someone out on a date.
Exactly.
Sometimes you get yes, sometimes you get no.
Yeah, you don't want to just take.
Yeah,
that's not mannerly.
You can't be greedy.
And nobody likes that in a person.
Right.
At all. So
who's going to like it forever?
Exactly.
Right.
They'll remember that first time when you bit them without asking.
Or when I won't go there. Never mind.
Okay, number two.
That was number two and number one.
Nope.
And might have been part of number five.
Nope. I'm just kidding. We suck the blood out of number two without asking.
Right. So when you do actually bring someone back to your lair,
let's not call it a
pad. Is it a pad?
Because that's kind of where we're going.
Vampire pad?
Yeah.
It is the aughts. It is 2000 and whatever. So you bring them back to your pad, just clean up a little.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, if you're going to...
Get out the Webster, knock down the spider webs.
Okay, if you're going to be living, you know, you got your homeland dirt in your crypt.
Right.
Right.
Get the bat poop swept up.
Yeah.
The bat, yeah.
The guano.
The guano. Yeah,
sweep that guano out.
Yeah. Clean up a little bit.
Turn on some lights for crying out loud. Like, what the heck?
What the heck?
Doesn't have to be too bright.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And at least do a little decorating. And if you're not going to do a little decorating, bite a decorator. Right?
That's exactly right.
Go find somebody. Ask them, would you mind
stopping by?
Yeah, mind stopping by. I'm going to do a little number on your neck.
Yeah. Bring some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with you some, you know.
Some bric-a-brac.
Right. No mirrors.
Right.
You're going to be the eternal decorator.
And speaking of mirrors... You gotta answer this for me. Why are vampires such impeccable dressers and their pads look like a trash heap?
Yeah, right, you and can, they can see that.
You can see it. You can look at your floor, your walls, your stupid spider webs everywhere, and see that it looks like nobody wants to come there.
Right.
But you dress to the nines.
I feel like it might be because they just have really poor taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're dressed nicely by accident, purely by accident.
Purely by accident. This is what I was killed in, therefore.
I have no idea.
And maybe it's like a work life type situation.
Right.
I dress
like
nice for work.
Right.
But when I get home, not so nice.
Trashy.
Right. It's the uniform.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that. I feel like you might be right about that. It's a vampire uniform. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Now,
that's what I'm here for.
You've asked... You've asked someone if you can bite them. Right. They've said yes.
Right.
Right.
Score.
Yes.
Score one for the vampire.
That's right.
you do your the blood sucking, mm-hmm. there's going to be a little mess.
Yeah, I feel like there'll be a mess.
Clean up after yourself.
Uh-huh.
You don't expect me to be eating chili dogs and just leave a mess everywhere.
Right.
Unless you have a pad cleaner.
Right.
Yeah, unless you have someone that does that for you.
Right.
Pad keeper.
But even then, you do want the cleanup to actually happen.
It should.
Right. And notify the family.
Notify the family.
The family of the victim.
I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a consensual bite,
right.
Maybe the bitee should be the one to inform their family. Because okay. They accepted that responsibility.
That's good. That's good. In the off chance that you didn't listen to rules 1 and 2,
right.
At least notify the family.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you've already overstepped some bounds.
Right.
You want to make things right.
Put it right as best right. you can.
And finally, please use your superpowers for good. It doesn't have to be all the time.
Right.
Just sometimes. Right. This is the Manners Cast.
Right.
We're talking about vampires, but it is the Manners Cast.
We're not saying vampires are evil. We're just saying they're different.
Right.
So make an effort. Just like everybody else.
Everyone has some good in them.
I feel like it.
And even, if you don't, even the try. Undead.
Right.
I'm not even sure if you're undead, but even the undead can have good in them.
We don't know if they're undead. We feel like maybe they're undead.
Yeah.
That is a good feeling.
Well, thank you for joining us on this special edition of the Manners Cast for Buffy Between the Lines. Really appreciate you checking out the Manners Cast over at MannersCast.com, where we cover all things mostly living.
Mostly living.
And stay tuned for more Buffy Between the Lines right here at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com.